Oedipus Rex, how blind are you? Can you see? Do you really want to see? Are you sure it's gonna help you? These are questions Oedipus has to ask himself during his journey to discover who killed King Laius, the king before him. For all of Oedipus's life, he has been told he is cursed to marry his mother and kill his father. I will tell you how he was blind, how his ambition hurt him, and his journey to become literally blind. The play opens with Oedipus being confronted with a huge problem. Thebes has been hit with a blight on the cattle and the farms. If you're wondering, why does Oedipus care, or what can he even do about it? Well, I'll tell you. When Oedipus grew up, he feared his curse, so he thought to move. He journeyed from Corinth to Thebes and met some travelers along the way. One of these groups of travelers made him particularly angry, so much so that he killed all of them save one. Anyway, once he gets to Thebes, he discovers the king has recently been killed and had no heir. To become king, all one has to do is answer a simple riddle. The riddle was, which creature in the morning goes on four legs, at midday on two, and in the evening upon three, and the more legs it has, the weaker it be. He solves the riddle and becomes king. So Oedipus has been crowned king and has married Laius' widow. Now he sends his new brother-in-law Creon out to the oracle to retrieve Tiresias and find out how to stop the curse on the land. Creon returns and says that King Laius' death must be avenged in order to stop the curse. So Oedipus curses the murderer and says he'll do anything to catch him. This is where his ambition first starts to come in with his blindness. In his blindness, he expects King Laius' murder to be evil and in hiding, but this isn't true. After this, he asks about King Laius' murder. Laius was traveling with his guards, and several robbers came and killed them all except for one, who wanted to get as far from the city as he could once he returned. Oedipus sent for the oracle Tiresias to come to him. Oedipus asks Tiresias who the king killer is. Again, his blindness will get him into trouble here. Tiresias refuses to tell him, saying he does not want to know the truth. Oedipus's ambition turns violent as he starts yelling at Tiresias, "You do not know what you say." Tiresias caves and tells him the truth. "You are the pollution of this land," he says. "You will trade blindness for sight, rags for riches." Oedipus doesn't believe the prophet, and says his brother-in-law Creon bribed the oracle to tell him that, so he'd leave and Creon would be crowned king. Then some news is discovered. Oedipus's father, Polybus, has died of natural causes. Oedipus thinks he has beaten the curse, but he is blind. He does not know it, but the curse has already come to fruition. When celebrating, the messenger said he never had to fear killing Polybus, for Polybus was not his real father, but an adopted father. The messenger says he was given Oedipus from one of Laius's shepherds. Now Oedipus has been set on a path to his destruction. His ambition won't let him rest until he finds his real parents, and in his blindness he can't fathom the truth of his lineage. He sends for the shepherd who gave him away. He has a little suspicion of the truth, an aching pain in his conscience he must stop. The one who gave him up said, after much threatening from Oedipus, that King Laius told him to kill his son because it was cursed to kill its father and marry its mother. After finding the truth, Oedipus went to Jocasta, his wife, but found she had hung herself. In a rage, He took the breeches from her clothes and stabbed his eyes with them, blinding himself, because he had realized the truth. He was King Laius' murderer. He had married King Laius' wife. He had killed his father and married his mother. He calmed down and visited his children before leaving forever. Now that he knows the truth, he's blind, literally. His ambition hasn't stopped, though, because he still hates the man who killed King Laius and himself for foolishly thinking he could beat his curse. He leaves Thebes forever to repent for his sins of killing King Laius. Once he leaves, Thebes returns to its glory and lives on while he wanders alone.